Big notes in our news and notes segment this week, and one for the decades, I'm sure. Watch for a reunion of Kid Charlemagne, the once very, very popular Steely Dan tribute band out of Denver that enjoyed a healthy 10-year run. I spoke with a vocalist and keyboardist, Gary Bragg, recently about his new release, the very Americana album called High Plains Storm, and he let me in on the news about Kid Charlemagne. No news on how many shows or when or where. I'll keep you updated on that as things develop. But do keep your ears here for his latest album, produced by Eric Turin. It's basically got what amounts to an all-star list of pickers and players for in and around the Lions area, including Eben Grace, Tyler Grant, Jeff Finland, Sally Van Meter, Casey Dreesen, and Chris Elliott. We'll get to that release hopefully here on the show in the next week. It looks like Dave Herrera over at Westward may have gotten the scoop of the week when he blogged that Jen Cordy is moving to San Francisco. According to Dave's post, Jen plans on continuing to pursue her own music, as well as do some singing with former Denverite Jeremy D'Antonio's Tiny Television. She'll also be joining the Vinefield Agency as an agent and setting up a San Francisco outpost. Not to be outdone in breaking local music news, Paige Montgomery reported in Hey Reverb that two of Denver's most promising active rock bands, Novus Folium and Lost Point, have signed to the Ohio-based Fuel Agency, whose roster has included the likes of CeCe DeVille, LA Guns, Black Veil Brides, and VH1 reality star Mindy Hall. Check Paige's blog at heyreverb.com for that one. In sales this past week, Yonder Mountain String Band, Devotchka, and John Common and Blinding Flashes of Light all showed up among the top-selling titles at local retail shops around the area.